Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Norm Brodsky back on the show. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The legendary Norm Brodsky right here on the Small Business Advocate Show, as he has been now for a number of years, a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of City Storage and a number of other startups. You know him as he's a three-time, by the way, three-time Inc. 500 honoree. And you know him as a great contributing editor to Inc. magazine and the co-author of The Knack, one of the great entrepreneurs of our time. Norm Brodsky, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. I'm excited about it.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Norm. Hey, Norm, in the last visit, you were telling me, I think you may have mentioned it on the air, I don't remember, but you told me about your new venture, your latest venture you've been excited about, which is a hotel, which you have not been in the hotel business before, if I remember correctly. A hotel in North Dakota. Now, I love what you say about what. Tell the audience again what your dad used to tell you.
Now, my dad used to say, "There's $1 million under your shoe," and of course, I looked under my shoe and found nothing. And years later, I understood what he meant by that was there's opportunities all around you.
Right.
You have to open up your eyes and you have to examine those opportunities, or they're going to just pass you by you.
Right. Right. Somebody invited, if I remember, somebody said, "Hey, Norm, you need to come up here and see what's going on up here in North Dakota."
Yeah, and it's not an easy place to get to.
What part of North Dakota?
And it's cold. Well, it's in the Tioga, Williston, Stanley area, and that's about 20 miles from the Canadian border, and it gets, minus 30, minus 40, minus 50 up there. And this was before all the hoopla. And that made the papers. A couple of landowners had told me that the oil companies were sniffing around up there. I went up there and spent a day up there decided that this was for real. And it turned out to be the gold rush of the 21st century.
Right. Now, you're building a 100-unit hotel up there. You built one, and you're opening soon.
Now, we're opening in 13 days.
What's the name of the hotel?
Really, Black Gold Suites.
Black Gold Suites. Is there a casino in it?
No casino, just beds. And if you've been reading the papers lately, and they've been all over, is that there's no housing up there. Anybody can go up there and get a job that pays anywhere from $80,000 to $100,000.
I'm leaving today.
And people are flocking from all over the country. And entrepreneurs, I wrote about it in one of my columns and got a tremendous response. Lots of people went up there and started businesses.
Listen, the people in the radio industry are hearing this. They're heading up there right now with that kind of money. Hey, Norm, I got to ask this question, Norm. You called it the gold rush of this century of our age, but we all know what happens to gold rushes. They unrush. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do when the gold goes away?
Well, that's true, except in this particular case, this is the biggest oil discovery in the United States, including Alaska. I believe this is going to last between 10 and 20 years.
Well, I will tell you that about the time I first met you 4 or 5 years ago, Norm, I reported on that find through the work that I used to do with Kiplinger. We reported on the find that they had up there that they said was maybe the largest find of oil and the largest amount of oil that we have anywhere else in our continent.
That's true. And what's happened now is that the price of oil, you know, anytime you go into business is a risk, Jim, as you know.
Right.
So you have to look at the risk and weigh the risk against the rewards. And the two risks up there is one has to do with fracturing, and the second is has to do with the price of oil.
Right.
So that risk you can hedge. It would stop if the price of oil went below $50 a barrel.
Right.
Now, will it go below $50 a barrel? I don't think so.
It's hard to see. Yeah, it's hard to see that happening. But the other thing is that you told me off the air, and I don't think you mind me mentioning this. This thing has been built with cash. There's no debt, and so yeah. If occupancy drops down, you're still making money.
Well, I am, except when you invest money, that's an investment. You got to look for some sort of return. But you're absolutely right.
Thing.
It's not leverage.
But the thing is, though, is you can at least make payments to yourself, and you'd be the bank.
I can hang out a little bit.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
Yeah, things change, folks. The economics of a deal changes real quick when you don't have any debt involved. It changes real quick.
Except that, I went into this thinking that I could get a bank to back me, but in today's environment, the banks are really tough.
Yeah, that's another story. So we're going to take a quick break, 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, right back with Norm Brodsky. We're going to talk about the new crop of entrepreneurs America is making out there. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.